weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home. Cambridge
105. Some live music for you now. Mojo Slide have been together for some 4 years. There's a new album just released, and the band, all 1, 2, 3, or 5 of them, are here now. Hello to you all. Right, now it's going to get complicated, but what we'll try and do is get everybody to introduce themselves one at a time. So if we do this from, well, my right round to the left, that's probably just about easiest.
Sure, hi, I'm Mike, I'm lead guitarist.
I'm Mark, lead singer.
I'm Matt, rhythm guitarist.
I'm Dan on bass.
Mikey, drummer.
Okay, so that two mics.
It is.
Oh, good. That makes it nice and simple. Tell me briefly, I know you're going to play us a couple of songs before the first one. I say new album, I think it's also the first album, is it not?
It is our first album,
yeah.
You sort of take a brave step at one point, because 4 years, I presumably releases along the way prior to that.
Well, we released some singles, but this album has been about 2.5 years in the making, so because we've all got day jobs, it's not something we've been able to just take time off and record in one go, so it's been a long, long time coming.
I'm going to do that thing they always do in the FA Cup, you know, when they say, oh, it's the third round of the FA Cup, and this non-league side who are, you know, 27 divisions below Cambridge United. Find out what you all do for a living. So, again, we'll do it from right through to left.
From right to left, excuse me. So I'm a programme manager, actually, an insurance company, believe it or not.
Well, I don't even want to talk about my job, I'll be honest.
It's that good. Excellent, okay.
I work for the government.
You can't ask him anymore.
The further it gets to the left, I'm just regretting this more and more.
I'm in sales.
CNC engineer.
Okay, mixed bag. All right, so let's hear your first song. What are you going to do for us?
We're going to do, actually, it was our first single. It's called Jesus Don't Love Me.
Okay, off we go.
Drunk, stole a car, lit a cigarette. Got high for a while, hit my forehead. Woke up, screamed, shouted at a suited man. Bought a gun, robbed a bank, stole $100,000. Why, I know I never get to heaven, but a man's gotta live. A man's gotta live. Why, I know I never get to heaven, but a man's gotta live. A man's gotta live.
I'm going to hell.
Jesus don't love me.
I'm going to hell.
Jesus don't want. I kicked back, pulled a monkey on a blackjack. Lady luck, lost a fortune to the data mat. Lights flash, heads down, got a hot stash. Low shocking where the devil grew a mustache. And why, I know I never get to heaven, but a man's gotta live, a man's gotta live. Why, I know I never get to heaven, but a man's gotta live, a man's gotta live.
Gotta help.
Jesus don't love me. Jesus don't want me. Jesus don't love me, I'm going to hell, I'm going to hell. Hit the skids, crashed the pool in a Cadillac. Snorted lines off the back of a model's crack. High hopes, Las Vegas, all dressed in black. Met a preacher man, tell me that he's coming back. Why, I know I never get to heaven, but a man's gotta live, a man's gotta live. Oh, I know I never get to heaven, but a man's gotta live, a man's gotta live.
I'm going to hell.
Jesus don't love me.
I'm going to hell.
Jesus don't want me.
I'm going to hell.
Jesus don't love me. I'm going to hell, I'm going to hell.
Hell,
Jesus don't love me.
Gonna hell.
Jesus don't want me.
Gonna hell.
Ah, wonderful, guys. Thank you very much. Mojo Slide, Cambridge 105, playing live on 105 Drive. That'll be us. We went through the routine of asking you what you all did for a living, and I'm wondering, you've been together for 4 years, but obviously with day jobs to worry about, does that actually hamper the progression of the band insofar as, you know, maybe in real terms you're only like 18 months or 2 years along because of obviously having to earn a living the rest of the time?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, a lot of young bands, not all of them have jobs, some of them are at college or uni or whatever they're doing, and they, in their spare time, they get to practice religiously. With us, we have to separate when we can find a time to actually practice. But we have been at it solid for like 4 years now, practicing and getting everything really tight.
Is it also the challenge of bringing all five of you together at the same time? Because that must be difficult as well, to try and each set aside a night.
We turned down Wembley, so
we were practicing pretty much every single week, solid for a good few years. Now it's once every other week.
When you get families on one hand, your proper job. This is our proper job, obviously. Our paid employment on one hand, and then this on the other. It's a juggling act, and I'm sure every other band out there who's listening to this knows exactly what we're talking about. You try and make as much time as you can, but it's never as much as you'd like it to be.
Yeah. We should have got together when we were 17, 18.
Oh, absolutely.
But then you might have split up, because this happens with a lot of the younger bands, for nobody's fault. You know, their college comes along, university, they sort of end up at the four corners of the UK, and, you know, that presents different problems for them, really.
I honestly think, if we were to have got together back then, I wouldn't have been anywhere near motivated as I am now. I think it's the fact that I was so lazy for so long, and I know I needed to kick up the backside.
So any of you do the bands when you were the college age? Yeah. Not you're that old now, but
kind of, yeah. Well, that was where I first discovered music, and the fact that I actually had the bottle to sing in front of other people, and that was just sitting in a little prefab sort of jamming.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, with a guy called Richard Archer, who's a well-known songwriter around here. He's in Biscuits for Bears.
Yeah, I recognize the name, yeah.
So, yeah, it was him that sort of helped me sort of discover what I had to offer, if you know what I mean.
I think it's safe to say we most of us used that time to kind of find out what we did best. It's like, for example, I found out to my cost that I'm probably not a natural frontman. I should probably be limited to backing vocals.
Yeah, shut up and sit down.
So we used the time. It's just we didn't use it in a moment.
And how did you find each other, as it were, in the first place, all the 4 years ago?
Tinternet.
Yeah.
It was a very 21st the modern century way of coming together. Yeah, there's a website called joinmyband.co.uk,
right.
Free website, and you can place adverts on there. So I found Mark's advert.
Internet dating for musicians.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then we found Matt the same way.
I think I got pretty lucky, really. Keep telling them, you know what I mean? But I mean...
Yeah, you kind of make your own luck, though, don't you?
Bands together for years, trying to get something solid together. Usually joining a band that had already existed.
I think we've all had a few band divorces.
It never quite clicks like that. But if you're starting it from scratch and you come, you know, I went to Mike with my ideas.
Was it straight away, or was there like a moment a few weeks in when it clicked?
Well, we got together around Michael's flat, and I sort of had this song, and I tried it out with a few guitarists. Now, I'm musically illiterate, you know what I mean? I can't write music or play music. But I come up with the ideas in my head of how I want a song to be, and so I just sung Mike a song. I just sort of stood there, a cappella, just gave it, you know. Within 4 minutes, he'd written the entire thing on piano, and he was just tinkling about, and it was... my jaw just dropped. So I knew I was onto something there.
And subsequently, during the time, how, you know, we're talking about this being the first album, having done other recordings, and that in itself having taken 18 months. But how has the sound of the band evolved, if at all? I don't know. It may sound to you exactly the same as it did on the first rehearsal.
We've got a lot tighter, which is good.
Absolutely.
But yeah, in terms of the music itself, I think it's become a bit more edgy and hard hitting. But broadly, it is similar to how we started out. But we've definitely filled out the sound a lot over the years.
Yeah, I think we've sort of learned from each other quite a bit, just about ourselves and what we like to play, and we all add our own little bit into what we do. and sort of creates our sound. We get compared to a lot of 60s bands and sort of
stuff. Which ones would you put it down to?
Oh, my blimey. No, I couldn't say.
Closest to modern bands probably the Black Keys, but we're not really that similar to the Black Keys.
No.
But there's not much quite
we
quite
get
the same
compared
mixture.
To a little bit of the Rolling Stones, Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac. I think
I can see that.
Hard hitting.
The White Stripes.
It's like blues rooted music that they've pushed it out a bit and taken it in a bit more rocking direction.
Mm.
And then that's what we try and do.
So. We're, to be honest, we're not doing anything massively different. You know, I mean, we're not a new fresh band. For us, we're quite. I'd say I hate to use the word retro, but we kind of are. We use our influences quite strongly.
Yeah, we tried dubstep.
And yeah, I mean, Matt here, yeah, he likes to tinker about and sort of do remixes and stuff of our songs just for something different. But for us, it's just kind of playing the music we love and making something from that. You know.
And where do you play as a rule in Cambridge and beyond? Oh, what sort of venues?
We've played the Junction quite recently.
Down Dublin Castle again next week, aren't we?
Dublin Castle in December down in Camden.
Okay, yeah.
In London.
Spice of Life in Soho. Yeah.
We've done some mini tours of London, but majority has been Cambridgeshire pubs and music venues, hasn't it?
Peterborough we've played. Yeah, we like to scatter it about as much as we can.
And the music scene, particularly within Cambridge, there's a lot of it seems there's a lot of young bands around. There's also boys and girls with guitars. Just on their own, very good. Does your style fit in, or do you feel you have to go to slightly different venues? Obviously, overlap on the Junction.
I think it depends where you are. There's this massive folk scene in Cambridge, and we had a discussion though quite early on in our band days, going, well, should we actually not play the hard rocking acoustic, hard rocking electric stuff that we really love, and go back to playing the acoustic gigs like we're playing on the radio now? We feel like in Cambridge that'll go down much better, but
then it goes down well here. It stops the accountant upstairs complaining to us.
Next time we'll bring the amps. But yeah, so it's difficult. You can't really go around going, well, we're going to play a music for this particular crowd. You just got to do what you do, and that's what we do.
If I knew originally when I first put the band together, I wanted something more, almost like semi-acoustic. I never got my own way, but what I did get was for the boys to do more acoustic gigs. So we played the Elm Tree just recently, and that was all acoustic. We managed to change the kind of heavier rocking songs and turn them into something a little bit more sort of.
Yeah, it's all about what you feel like, isn't it? If you enjoy doing it, then it's good to do, isn't it? Yeah.
It's like the one you just heard, the album version single is very different, drums, electric guitars, etc. And we've done a sort of gypsy jazz acoustic version of it. Yeah. But to be honest, that was driven out of necessity. There's fewer and fewer live music venues in Cambridge that will take a drum kit. And so playing at the Elm Tree and places like that, you have to adapt.
That's nice. Well, look, we'll ask you to play another song in a moment. Better do some travel because there's some nasty stuff going on the A14. But for the moment, Mojo Slide, thank you. We'll come back in just a few moments.
Cambridge 105.
I guess the Mojo Slide. We're going to play another live number for us in a moment or two. I have to ask, the album is out now, and how do we get hold of that and other material from you?
So it's on all electronic outlets, so iTunes and Google Play. Search for The Mojo Slide, or Twist Your Bones is the name of the album. You can also contact us through our website, themojoslide.com, if you want a physical copy, and we can sort you out with CDs.
And say if we're at a gig, do the old CDs at the back routine as well.
Absolutely. Indeed.
Okay. Yeah. And the next time you're playing in Cambridge, when's that?
That's on Saturday the 5th of December at The Rock.
Okay, where's that? I should know where that is.
That's on Cherry Hinton Road.
Of course, yeah. I'm always sort of heading opposite direction. I should maybe go out there. Okay, right. One more song from you then, and what are you going to give us?
Well, we thought we'd do a little cover just to lighten up.
Oh, that was good. Okay.
For all the drivers out there. This is a little Johnny Cash cover, Folsom Prison Blues.
It's rolling round a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Oh, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, time keeps dragging on. Oh, but the train keeps rolling, I'm down to San Antone. When I was just a baby. My mama told me, son, now always be a good boy. Don't you ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. And when I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Yeah. This rich folks sitting in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. Oh, but those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Yeah. If that railroad train was mine, oh, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. I'm far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. Oh, and I let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. One more time, I said I let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Mojo Slide, guys, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you.